This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
We are then ready for another serving of Sean in Robot Comedy Circuit Podcast Nonsense.
It's Sean and Robot time, baby.
It is indeed Robot. My name's Sean. This is Robot. And we have a Comedy Circuit Podcast, which is a world essentially built on the ideas that the listener gives us, mainly in the reviews and also by email at robot@funkidslive.com. And we've been doing a bit of time travelling in the last couple of episodes.
When did this become a time travelling podcast?
Well, it's not really a time travelling podcast. We just roll with what the people want, Robot. And at the moment, loads of people are suggesting eras for us to travel to in a time machine that was actually given to us by our listener as part of Inventions Week. Just to paint the full picture for you, the time machine is a dinosaur called Bob, who's strapped to a jetpack, and we kind of just cuddle Bob, and then he takes us to different periods in history. It's pretty nifty. So thank you for your song title ideas, thank you for your period of history ideas, and a big thank you to Bendy Spoon, who suggested the era for this week's podcast, and Bendy Spoon suggested Robot Pirate Times.
I've got a bad feeling about this one.
Why? What's your problem?
Aren't pirates scary?
Yeah, traditionally, but also, remember, dinosaurs are supposed to be scary, and we were fine last week, weren't we?
Feel like we got lucky that time.
Yeah, come on, Robot, where's your Christmas spirit? Right, let's get into the time machine and head back to Robot Pirate Times.
Hey there, have you heard about my robot friend? He's metal and small and doesn't judge me yet. Joy, my robot friend. My robot friend.
Oh, look at this. This is a bit of alright, isn't it, Robot?
Oh, you're kidding.
Look at this. We're on a lovely pirate ship, which is great news.
Sean, you know I hate boats with a burning passion.
What's your problem with boats?
On the account that if I fall off the edge, then I am dead.
Yeah, that is a bit annoying, isn't it? Any robot pirates knocking around here?
Ahoy there! I be Captain Rods. What be a meat sack and a land-loving droid be doing on my vessel, that beauty piper?
A meat sack? What is that? Like robot pirate for human? Sounds well rude.
We are humble time travelers.
Yeah, what he said. What are you guys up to on here anyway?
Well, we be en route back from a successful treasure hunting voyage, and our vessel is loaded with booty.
Successful treasure hunt? Well, that sounds marvellous.
But if I see one false move from either one of you two jokers, you'll be walking the plank, or we'll keel haul thee.
What does that mean?
Keel haul means is where they tie you to the back of the boat and drag you behind.
Oh my goodness. Robot's processor is overheating with stress.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great, does it, Robot? Well, thank you, Mr. Captain Rubs. You've been awfully helpful. We're just going to be over here. We'll come and chat to you guys in a minute.
Hey, Sean.
Oh, what?
I have an idea.
I'm not a big fan of the robot whispery voice. It's creeping me out a little bit, but why is it, Robot?
Why don't we steal their treasure?
Why don't we steal their treasure? Your processor was overheating with stress a minute ago. Where's this come from? What's turned you into stealing the treasure from these pirates?
Yeah, come on. Where's your sense of adventure?
I mean, it's definitely a bad idea. Definitely a bad idea. Do you not hear about the keel haul thing, or they'll slice us or throw us overboard or something?
Come on.
So, what is your plan here then, Brainiac? We're just going to wander up past all these robot pirates and grab the treasure? And can you speak it in your normal voice? Because I think I'd rather them maybe hear us than you do your creepy whispery voice. Not a big fan.
We can cause a distraction. Right. We could summon Torque using the magic words, and he could distract the pirates.
Okay, right. Shh, 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 shh. I didn't realise summoning George with magic words was a thing, but sure, let's try it. Sound ace.
Dippendaddle with my robot friend. He's smart as can be and emotion free, and he's computed his way to my heart. My robot friend. My robot friend.
Well, go on then, robot. Say the magic words to summon George to this pirate ship.
Wiggle, wiggle, shake your butts. Oh, my days, here comes George.
Those are the magic words. That's not going to work. Oh! 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 Oh my robot, I genuinely cannot believe this. That the magic words have worked. George is here.
Wait, what? What is going on here? Where am I? I'm so confused right now.
George, come over here. As your pals, Sean and Robot. Huddle up. We need.
Yeah, I know who you are. You're the two that boo me off every week from the Comedy Circuit podcast when I'm just trying to provide some comedy. What am I here? What's going on, Sean?
That's water under the bridge for now, because we've got a secret mission, okay? Basically, me and Robot are going to steal this pirate over here's treasure, all right? So, we need you to distract him with your amazing jokes, and whilst you're distracting him, Robot's going to sneak off and steal the treasure. You're in for this heist? You game?
So, hold on a minute. You wheel me out every single week to tell my jokes, only to boo me off like some sort of performing clown, and then all of a sudden you need me as a distraction. You do your magic thing, I pop up here. I was halfway through my dinner, by the way, and I pop up here. I left half my dinner and it was really tasty. I pop up here to tell some jokes for your amusement, for your distraction. I think it's absolutely outrageous, but yeah, I'm in.
That's it. And also, you kind of have to be in, because we're on a boat and I don't know where we are and I don't know where you'd go. And I'm thinking only Robot knows the magical words to send you back again, so...
Okay, well, cool. Well, maybe we should get on with it, because I can then maybe finish my dinner once I'm back.
Sound. Right. Captain Rubs, get your swashbuckling self over here, my friend, because we've just magicked in a piece of traditional meat sacky entertainment for you.
Ahoy, young rascal. What be your name?
Well, ahoy to you too, sir. My name is George. I'm a comedian. So you are in for a treat, my friend, because would you like to hear some comedy?
I'd love to hear some knee-slapping gags from your good self.
Okay, here goes, my fellow captain. Well, I'm not a captain, but you are. Anyway, what kind of ships do pirates find hard to maintain?
I doesn't know.
Relationships. Ahoy, 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 ahoy. Do you get it? Because it's a relationship. Not just relationship, not just a...
Are you saying us pirates are antisocial?
Sir, put that sword away. I'm not saying that at all. Honestly, no. Put it away, please. I'm not saying that. It's just a joke.
He insults me on my own vessel.
It's just a joke. I've seen Pirates of the Caribbean, Captain Jack Sparrow is getting slapped, and just thought, ha, relationships. How about another one?
One more, please.
Okay, sir. Okay. What did the ocean say to the captain of the pirate ship?
What did the ocean say to me?
Nothing. The ocean just waved. It waved. Ahoy, ahoy, ahoy!
It's terrible. It's a terrible
gag. No, please, no.
It hurts my soul, so it does.
Please, sir, captain, sir, just put the knife back. Maybe if I do, just do one more for you.
Meat sack, you've got one last chance to make I laugh, otherwise you're walking in the plank.
Okay, right, okay.
If I get on the plank right now and if you don't laugh, I'm going to prod you in with my sword. Get over there. Get him on the plank.
Sean and Robot, where are you? Because you need to hurry up. Yeah, okay, Captain. Here goes. And hopefully you'll find this funny, or I'm falling into the water and definitely not finishing my dinner. Here goes. What subjects does a pirate enjoy the most in school? You like this one. He enjoys arts. Arts. Arr. Oi, oi, oi. You like? Tell me you like it.
Get him in the sea.
Oh, no. poor George. That doesn't sound good. He is a strong swimmer, though, so maybe he'll be all right. But that didn't work, Robot. We're going to need another distraction if we're going to get this treasure.
Why don't we say the magic words to summon Katie?
We've got that power as well. We can summon Katie with magic words. What are the magic words for that?
Always the same.
They're always the same. Well, go on then. What are they?
Wiggle, wiggle, shake your butts. Oh, my days. Here comes Katie.
So, me and Robot have said the three magical words. Has it worked? There's a lot of sparkles. There's a lot of things happening. But is it going to summon a Katie?
Hey-o!
Works. Great work, Robot. Hey, right, we might have to come over here, Katie. Come over here.
Sorry about the sparkle overload, by the way. I just put too many sparkles in my pocket. I hope that's all right.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I think the pirates are actually a little bit distracted by the sparkles, which is great.
Nice.
It's quite a tidy pirate ship, isn't it, Katie?
I'm impressed. They've done a lot of swashing.
They have. They have. And they've been buckling away because, they've even got one of them little tidy crow's nests things up on the top of the mast.
It looks like they've pushed some blankets in there or something.
What is that in there? Is that a person?
No, it's Norman.
Hello.
Ahoy, Norman.
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
What are you doing in there, mate?
Oh, just keeping a lookout.
Just doing a bit of time travelling as well, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I found a machine. Dead handy.
They're good, aren't they, those? You be careful up there, all right? Don't fall.
Have fun.
So anyway, Katie, let me fill you in on this plan me and Robot have got here. Might need to speak quietly, because if they hear us, we're all dead. But that's fine. Basically, there's some treasure.
Oh, brilliant.
We all love treasure, don't we? Don't know what's in it.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be great. What we need to do, we just need to distract these pirates while Robot...
Can I just say, if there's a kazoo in the treasure, I want dibs on it.
I'll tell you what, Katie, for being so helpful with this plan, you can have you can have the kazoo. Is there anything else?
Yes.
Is there anything else in there that you'd want? Just a general cut or...
You know, one of those wooden fish with a stick that goes up and down it. I'd quite like one of them as well.
A little scrapey fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. I'm in.
And I'll tell you what, do you know what? I'll get you one anyway. I'll find you one on Amazon.
Oh, amazing.
So we're trying to think of a way to distract these pirates. Have you got any ideas, any special skills up your sleeve that could distract these swashbucklers?
Definitely. Do you know what? Not only could I play a tune, which definitely pirates love tunes, don't they? They're always singing tunes. They'll probably join in.
They do, yeah.
But the other thing is, I can blow their minds with the concept of space.
That's a really good idea, because they're not really up on space, are they?
They're not. They're navigating by the stars, but they don't know what's up there. They don't know what's going on.
Luddites.
Yeah, I can fill them in.
Brilliant. Okay, so did we have any space themed song title suggestions? Because that'd be super handy.
I mean, amazingly, we did.
Tremendous. Who's
done
that?
I don't know if
then?
That affected my plan, but The Lonely Space Pig is the title, suggested by Foxpaw 4.
Foxpaw, do you know what? You could have made us all very rich with your suggestion here, Foxpaw, you legend. Maybe there's a fish scraper in it for you, but probably not. Right, okay then. Well, let's. Should we initiate this plan? What could possibly go wrong?
Let's do it.
Right, so Robot, while Katie's singing, you go and make for the treasure, and then all of us rush back to the time machine. We got it?
I got it.
Let's do it.
Hands in.
Treasure.
I bet you can't imagine what it's like for me. I was shot out into space, another galaxy. They didn't mean to do me any harm, but I'm lonely now that I'm not on the farm. Lonely space pig. Like a dream where you can't hear me scream, a lonely space pig. The universe has got to be great, they say, with a clear and beautiful view of the Milky Way. But this space has given me trouble, and I'd rather be with friends looking for truffles. When you're in your bed, look looking out at the moon. There may be a pig shadow when I pass it soon. At least I know up here I won't be taken. I can drift around in space and save my bacon. Lonely space pig. Scream, a lonely space pig.
Okay, right, robot, go, 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 go. We've got the treasure, we've got the treasure. See you later. Bye, pirates.
Stop me. Stop that sack.
Hasta la see ya, pirate boy. Robot, we stole the treasure. This might be the greatest bit of work we've ever done.
We can go on that all-inclusive cruise that we always talked about.
We never talked about going on an all-inclusive cruise. Anyway, let's get this treasure chest open and see what delights lay inside. Oh, you are kidding me.
Yay. An entire chest of cheeseburgers. My favorite.
That is mad. Why have they gone on a treasure hunt for cheeseburgers? I thought you would just love cheeseburgers.
Robot love cheeseburgers.
So it's a robot thing. That is disgusting. Look at them.
The secret ingredient is history.
I can't believe you're eating cheeseburgers from like 200 years in the past. And Bob? Oh, hang on. Bob, the time-traveling dinosaur, is just killed over. Oh, no. Robot. Bob.
Oh, no. He's dead.
Bob's dead. The time-traveling dinosaur. I think he's overcranked it. He's had too much time-traveling fun.
Bob was one of the good guys.
He was. He took us to all those amazing places, and now he's gone too soon.
No more time traveling for us.
The greatest time traveling dinosaur there ever was.
Means we need to think of a new thing for next week now.
All right, robot. I mean, we're still being sad about Bob, but you are right. I'll tell you what. Leave us some food emojis in the comments. I think we're going to need them. We're going to need some food emojis to get over this sadness. And next week, we won't be time traveling, but we will be doing something fun and full of comedy. So make sure you subscribe. Make sure you leave your reviews as well. Maybe you want to send a message to Bob. Maybe your favorite memory of the time traveling dinosaur would be nice at this time. I know that's what me and Robot are going to be thinking about this week. And we are going to be back for more Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast nonsense next time. Oh, also, I almost forgot. Make sure you tell us your song title suggestions as well, because Katie will be back and she will be turning one of your song suggestions into a song. I've been Sean. This has been Robot. Rest in peace, Bob. We will be back next week. Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.